Turnoffs, religious fanatics with an I, fanatics, silicon breasts, Christianity, sexism, racism, far-right conservatives, a.k.a. warmongers, homophobia, too many tattoos, and ignorance, in caps. It's Kag. Oh god, you're not recording, sorry. Oh god. No. Alright, there's some buildings around here. I see flares. I'm going into town.
On who? On Kag?
Yep. I wish. Dude, come on, I'm trying to take my mind off that shit, alright?
Thank you.
What if she's like, I will marry you, but only if you let me peg you at least once.
Yeah.
You would.
I'd let her do it regularly.
Good. Honestly, what is Cam doing? Is he like crying on his pillow thinking about Kag? Like, honestly. Kag's ruined Cameron. He used to be funny and like happy all the time, and now he's like, have you seen Kag? Like, he's cool in that, but I laugh at, like, I find it kind of funny in a way. I was hoping like he was listening the whole time when I was saying stuff like that. Was that a fat American putting a drink down?
Yeah. Is it normal to get like...
No, that was a fat American putting a drink down. Jesus Christ, dude, I just got up to make breakfast and it's done.
Breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
You eat? You eat when you're depressed?
No, actually I don't, but I'm really hungry, so... It's breakfast in America.
It's almost breakfast in America. The breakfast never stops.
To Super Tramp reference. Come on.
I don't know what, I honestly Step don't up. Know what Super Tramp is. Shit, band, like,
they're a British band.
Wow, music is
they're a British
fun.
Band. So, Ruby, do you think it's encouraging that she keeps checking the forum like every day? I don't know.
Next time she posts, I'm gonna call her a fag.
No, please don't. Like, the first time I talked to her on Skype, I was really drunk, and I literally asked her to be my girlfriend, and she said I would regret it when I was sober. And I was like, nope, I won't. And I don't. She told me she stayed up for 72 hours playing Fallout 3 once. Like,
she needs a fucking life.
No, she needs to be on the internet more.
Shit, would you? Big fucking deal. Why don't you go out and get a fucking nice slot from the bar?
Alright, Tim. Do you only watch it when you bet on it?
Do you only watch Kag when she's not talking to you?
Well, no, that doesn't even make sense. Like,
I'm playing you on Stalker all the time.
See, you get so mad so easy, Cameron. You need to stop.
I'm not mad, I'm just...
Whatever it is, I don't know, you have some sort of reaction. And it makes me think...
Because I'm worried that you guys are going to fucking say something to somebody. I don't know.
I'm going to talk to your mom to see our problem.
She knows.
Good.
What?
He talks what? To his mom, but Kag.
No, she knew, because she could tell I was really, like, upset and shit. And she was like, what's wrong? I was like, oh, well, mother. You see...
I posted an internet forum full of gay nigger dick jokes. I wouldn't even try to explain it. I'd just be like, oh, this bitch broke my heart. Met her at the bar one day and, yeah, she fucked me. Emotionally. She ruined all women for me. That's why, mom. And she'd be like, oh, that's normal. Not this. Oh, I met her on the internet and... We were on Tiny Chat for a while, and we've been drinking together on Tiny Chat.
Maybe that's my problem. I need to drink more.
Yes, drink
what?
More.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I put a little in my coffee this morning.
Well, you definitely have a problem.
Because I'm literally pathetic.
Black coffee, right?
Nah, I had a little bit of creamer and some Kahlua and vodka and rum.
Stomple, remove me from everything.
Yeah, me too. I PM'd him like 3 times on Skype and told him, if you don't re-add me, I'm going to kill myself. And he just ignored me. And then I said, first Kag and now you. I can't take it anymore. Oh, shit. She was on YouTube 7 hours ago. Oh, fuck.
You care quite a bit.
You care quite a lot.
Barry she told me.
Liked a video 7 hours ago on YouTube. Ugh. She's such a bitch.
How can she want to like a video and not talk to you?
Yeah, how does she do that to me?
How?
Ain't Mithy boy.
How is she your own person?
What?
What?
What? I'd swear, dude, she watched a Skyrim video. Like you I told you, she's playing fucking Skyrim. She's playing Skyrim, man. She's playing fucking Skyrim.
Holy shit! Are you gonna keep talking about her?
Yeah.
Are you just... Is this like some elaborate troll? You don't actually love her? You're just trolling the fucking shit out of me?
Dude, shut up.
That's what everyone thinks.
Ruby, please just edit this shit out of your fucking thing.
Well, that's like, the problem. I'm having fun, like, looking someone straight in the eyes inside an NPC going, I'm gonna fucking kill you. That's really funny to put in a video. But you're in the background, you're like, oh, cag this, cag that. I'm gonna have to, like, bleep out each time you see, like, cag, I need to check YouTube every second of my life.
Pretty much it's gonna have the audio, it's gonna be beep.
Well, I'm sure you and Cag will be married by October 16th, so it wouldn't be a diss anymore.
Why is it October 16th?
Because I have plans for Day Z videos until October 9th, and I do it weekly. So the next week I'd post this one is October 16th.
When are you going to post the one that we played, like, months ago? Like, is that going to be, like, August or something?
September 18th. Because I just have so many fucking Day Z videos to post.
Wow, you actually know the exact date.
Yeah, it's not a joke or a gimmick. I have it like the days of the year written down on a whiteboard, and then I underline each day I'm gonna post a DayZ video on, so I can just like look over and see my year mapped out.
Wow.
It all revolves around Megathreads. No one will read.
Well, you guys, while you were talking about CAG, I was trying to steal some guy's fully functional Jeep, and he had an assault rifle.
Shut up. Dude.
But devastation. Did you get
just
it?
Just leave me alone.
No, he killed me. Oh. Leave Cag alone.
I am.
Then I'll leave you alone.
Why don't
it
you,
works both ways.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you stop getting upset?
I'm not upset.
Well, I'm upset because you keep talking about her and it really rustles me. And I don't believe you're actually in love with her. I think you're just trying to make me kill myself.
Is that what you think?
I think you are.
That's how I feel.
You think I'm a fag?
No, he thinks you are Cag. Yeah, I think you've just got a
you
voice
had a
changer.
Voice changer.
To make you sound like a guy. Since I've never seen you in my life, but I've seen Cam. Can't get Cam.
And really,
my
Cameron is Cag, and it turns out that.
See, wait, Cam, you think Cag, I'm using a voice changer right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you sound like a effeminate man.
Yeah, that's not a very good voice changer.
Ouch! I'm not an effeminate man. Shut up.
Just stop being hypersensitive. Just start jerking off more and taking drugs.
Dude, I'm dealing with so many people that are fucking suicidal lately.
Yeah, and it's not healthy for you to surround yourself with them.
Yeah. I'm not suicidal, though. I hope you guys, like, realize that. Like, never crossed my mind.
Bullshit. It crosses my mind at least once a week, minimum.
That's pretty sad, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but who's thinking and doing are two different things, asshole. Thinking about child porn and bleep out that 1 week thing I said.
Okay.
Jesus
Dude,
Christ.
Just don't even use any of this. It's not funny anyway.
It's not funny.
It's too depressing.
Like, why is Ruby's recording this all? I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
If I knew it was recording, I'd be like, feel what I say.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, Ruby's thinking deep in the back of his mind. He's like, yes, give me my cereal.
I want to go to the gym, but I just, too tired.
Too depressed.
I'm out of
You going to take that, Cam? You going to take that from Ruby?
No. Yeah, I am.
Wait, take
yeah,
it.
I am.
Take
it like, what me. Am I taking? What am I taking?
My dick.
You're taking his dick.
I'm taking an accurate assessment.
Get like 6 candles, put them in a circle, make the pentagram or whatever, light them all, put Cag's pig in the middle,
And are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
No, 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 I was talking to myself.
Trying to troll me?
What? Who? Dude, you're the troll here. You're ruining my life.
God, she's such a weirdo talking like this. Fucking stupid.
Me?
No.
Kang.
Are you like sending
messages? Not, there are girls I talk to other than Kag on the internet. Most of them are fucking idiots.
Is it?
How come I don't hear about them?
No, yeah, it's Lisa. Yeah.
I know how to wrestle you, Cam.
You can't.
Yeah?
I dare you to try.
Kag has a jawline that looks like a fucking boat.
Okay. You already told me that the other day. Can't you think of something more original?
She looks like a she's got a long face like a horse.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She's like Quagmire. Like, really.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she would dig my butthole for a Steam game.
Getting a little rustled now. Not gonna lie.
Here's a good one, not? Since it's literally true. Kaga showed me her ass and tits to play DayZ, which is about as long as you can get. And I didn't even buy it for her.
You didn't buy it for her?
Well, she never asked. I will buy it for her if she asked, but oh, she hasn't.
She doesn't have Steam.
Yeah, she only wants to play Skyrim.
At least that's what she said. I don't know.
Miss Skyrim.
So you got free tits?
Yeah. Yes. Pimp Master Ruby wins again.
It's not like it really matters.
Yeah, she shows them every day to me.
Free is always good. Ruby gets to save more money for mac and cheese. Everyone wins.
Yep.
Cameron, how do you feel right now? Like, relaxed? Tired?
Yeah.
Angry at the world?
Awesome. Yeah.
Are you just saying yeah?
No, I feel like all of that right now. I'm a bundle of emotions. Tired's not really an emotion, but you know, whatever.
You can feel tired.
You can feel pain, but
emotions can be painful.
It's a physical state of being, Barry.
And emotions can be painful.
But in a different way.
Emotions can be tiring.
Okay. Yeah, they can.
My butthole can shit some really hot chili. When you eat too much chili, you know you've eaten too much chili when it hurts to wipe after you take that crap. Like, it seriously feels like someone put a lighter up your ass or something. I wonder if the poo that you do is spicy hot.
Eat your own shit and find out.
I'll see how much Cag will do it for.
To do it free.
Yeah, I just offer a Steam game.
Keep pushing.
Oh, it's like fucking 3 a.m. What am I doing for?
Before you guys go to bed. Do you think I should send her a 4 p.m.? No?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll wait another day. She's working tonight. She probably won't talk to me again tonight, so.
I even know her routines. You even know her routines.
She works on the weekends. That's not. Dude, why is it surprise you? We talked for like a combined total of like 30 hours or something.
Surprising, because I've been talking about Scary like every day for 3 years and I don't know anything about his life, so I don't care.
Yeah. That's true. Like, I have no fucking idea what Ruby does other than waste his life in the winter.
That's it. So you know.
That's it.
Great. Okay, I can't even drown myself. Awesome.
I want to drown your mom with my cum. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you two join in on that together?
I'm in lots of pain right now.
You can consider that an invitation. Mm-hmm. Why are you in pain?
Because I'm emotionally depressed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me too.
Me too. I don't think you understand, Ruby.
Oh, when
you
found a road.
Yeah. Oh, you found a road. Oh,
it's tight. Oh. It's tight.
Shut up.
Oh,
I've been watching the fucking wilderness.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, a road. Oh my god. Oh my god! Is there anything useful on the road?
I'm gonna follow it and see where it leads.
Faggot.
I don't need this right now, Tim.
Rube, Cameron.
Restart, great.
Stop it, Cameron. If the server restarts, I'm going to McDonald's. Cameron, I'm really drunk and I'm just being an asshole, so you should not take it personally. I don't know why you're taking all this shit personally. It upsets me. It makes me cry when you take things personally.
I'm not taking you personally.
You're like, I don't need this shit right now. My life is already complicated.
I'm too hustled for this shit.
What if you do, Cameron? Don't ever smoke cigarettes. Yeah. Make you cough like an old man.
I was so angry yesterday.
Really? I got your message when I woke up about you feeling dark and edgy.
Yeah, like really dark.
Did you feel like killing Kag for not replying to you?
No. Okay. I don't know. I felt like killing myself.
Okay. Well, don't. Because then I'll have one less person to play DayZ with.
I didn't really feel like killing myself. I don't know. I just feel dumb, you know? Like,
I think that's why you should hold off sending messages to her and just like sleep on it and see if it seems like a good idea.
I already fucking did it.
Bye.
Do you want me to read what I typed to her?
Alright, was it the message you sent me or did you switch it up since then?
When I sent you what, like last night?
Yeah.
No, I changed it completely, I think.
Okay.
I said, I hope work isn't sucking and you're having fun with Skyrim, but I miss talking to you, Clarissa. I know you're busy, and if you don't want to get on Skype and talk for hours, that's totally understandable, but we need to talk more often. That's all I said.
Cameron.
What?
You still here?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be gone like 20 years ago. You keep saying you're going to go, but you keep staying. You virgin nigger.
No, I didn't. I just said like 2 minutes ago that I think I need to take a nap. I need to go to the gym.
I love you, Cameron.
I haven't gone to the gym in 3 days
now. I love you, Cameron.
Alright, well at least somebody does. I don't even care that you're a dude.
Doesn't mean I love you in a gay way, you fucking faggot.
Okay, but maybe someday?
Maybe when I'm not straight.
So now.
My heart's so broken. Why do you see right through me?
Like, do you remember?
Okay. Jerking off? Yeah, I do. You're typing about Cag?
I'm not typing. I'm just sitting here playing with my dick.
Getting hot in here.
Oh, you gay boys.
I told you to stop. You're like, fuck it. And then you just keep bringing her up. And I don't even believe you're in love with her. I think
now you're like, now you're like getting angry.
You're just a troll, Cameron. You're just a troll.
You're getting mad.
Are you going to keep going there? Are you going to keep going there? You bring her up a million times and then you're like, why are you going to bring her up, bro?
Are you getting mad?
Like, you getting Cag mad? I'm at the airport right now. I'm looking. Looking good. For Cag.
Oh, God, it's nighttime.
Well, let me know if you find her. Like, for real though, if you see her get on Skype and you're like, I'm like not online, just fucking PM the shit out of me.
Okay.
I'll tell her.
Tell her
don't
what?
Don't ever post in a forum ever again or I'll fucking murder you. I know where you live. That's what I say to her.
No, please don't.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Why does Cag see right through me?
Is this something you want to talk about? Like,
do you want me to talk about something?
I don't know. You seem to want to talk about it. I don't care. I really don't.
I'm actually gay, Cameron. If you came to Australia, I would suck your dick.
Cameron, would you still like Kang if she turned out to be like a tranny and had a penis?
She's not.
Yeah, but if she just like tucked it between her legs when she like showed herself.
She didn't have her legs fucking. She had her legs spread apart.
Well, if she like, maybe she taped her stuff. She could like
pop your testicles. No, you can really do this. You can pop your testicles back inside your body, then like bend your penis back around your crack and tape it there. And if you fold it in the middle, it looks like you have like a pussy from like a straight on angle.
Sure, that's what she did.
Would you mind?
Karen, it doesn't matter what's reality. It just is setting out a fucking scenario. Why don't you answer?
I get it. It's a stupid hypothetical.
Stupid hypothetical.
What happens if she was post-op and she, like, her vagina was fake? Would you mind if she was born a man? If you're hesitating, that would mean you don't really love her.
That's complicated.
Yeah, he's true. It's true. He doesn't actually love her for her. Yeah. He loves her because she has a vagina.
Yeah. No. It's still like it's a... disgusting. You can put your penis in the vagina. It's just that it's like being surgically transformed from a penis. And she was born a man. If that bothers you then you're a bigot.
Yeah, you have to face these things, Cameron. I would only fuck Lisa if I go back in time like 20 years.
And fuck her when she's...
Oh, Christ.
She's like 12 years old or something. This is going to go in your podcast, isn't it?
Probably.
Maybe I should take up like Buddhist mantra chant or something.
Raw dog.
Like, if I just sit here and just go, like...
Raw dog for life. Raw dog for
life. Dog.
She's 20 years old. I'm 23. Jesus Christ.
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, Cag's like 30 and you're like 25.
She's 1 year older than me, literally.
What, you're 29?
She's 25. She'll be 26 next month. And so
bullshit, 25. Yeah, girls really do lie about their age.
Okay.
That's fucking awesome.
Really? Do you really think that?
Oh my god.
I know she's not lying, alright? Chill out.
She told me she was older than what you know. But don't worry.
Well, she you fucking what you want. Okay, well, I've found
she's,
actual
she's old enough evidence. To be a grandma.
Really? So she was like a teenager in 2003 and she's 30 now?
Yeah, she was like...
That makes sense.
16 or 17 in 2003?
Yeah, that... Guess what, dude? She was like 15 in 2003. Now she's 25 because it was 10 years ago. Get it?
No, you're a huge faggot, and you need to get raw dogged. My name's Cameron, and everything makes me cry. I'm gay. I'm
not
Cameron.
Crying. What?
I'm not crying.
You're just not funny, and I'm just going.
I'm Cameron.
Sounds like you're getting raw dogged.
It sounds like gay sex or something. I love you, Cameron. But I know you hate me, but I love you.
She's pretty fucked up in school. Like, cannibalism and necrophilia.
Fucking school.
Only.
What?
That's fucking hot in the hell, and that's I wish she was still into it. If she was still into cannibalism and necro, I would fucking steal her from you. But she's a normal fag now, so I'm not...
She's been... No, she will always be messed up for the rest of her life, and Cameron, you're shooting below your belt. You're going for a girl that's below your league. You're above her, and you're obsessed with a girl that's below you. I'm going to bed. Fuck you guys.
Right. Daisy,
fucking gay. I'm going to play my own from now on, because you fucking rule my fucking
place. Get raw dogged, mate.
Bye.
Get raw dogged.
I really hope you don't fucking put this in a podcast or something.
I won't, since literally no one else cares.
Please don't betray me. Turn-ons, pain, men, women, dead men and women, and evil. Viscera, fellatio, cunning, lingus. She spelled it with an extra G. Blood, death, suicide, and sadis. Turn-offs, who knows? A lot of things turn me off, but my turn-offs are pretty superficial.
Edgy.
Favorite food, human entrails.
Edgy.
Hobbies, writing poetry, freelance writing, sex, and drugs.
Edgy.
And then the next one, February 14th. Hobbies, writing, listening to music, slaughtering the innocent.
Edgy. Fuck.
Favorite food, entrails, preferably human and blood.
Edgy.
Turn-ons, ladies, men, Satanism, cannibalism, necrophilism, necrophilia, evil, sadism. like, I hope she's not still like this at heart, because she seems to, like, have no fucking ethics at all. I'm trying to find a boyfriend and wouldn't mind finding one on the internet. Well, what the fuck? Make up your mind, bitch. Yeah. This is from 2005. I'm looking for a good-looking guy slash girl who can be cruelly dominant with me. I wish I didn't take it so personally that she's not talking to me, is what I meant, you moron. Like, it's probably just... Shut up! I'm probably not going to play real long, because I don't want to be at the computer all day again. Well, it's not healthy for me.
Too much about, you know who.
Voldemort.
She whose name shall not be spoken. Maybe if you call me gay enough times, I'll actually turn gay. Like, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Fantastic. I know that she wants you.
How do you know?
And you're too autistic to see it.
How do you know? Like, did she say something?
Yeah. Huh? I know you have autism. That's autism.
Okay, that's not helping me. No, really, did she say? Did she fucking say anything or not?
No. Okay. Because you're really retarded.
God damn. I hate you.
I love you too.
No, I'm for real though, because if she said something, I just want to know, because I don't want to like lead her on or anything.
She didn't say anything.
All right.
She didn't say anything. Well, then jerk off.
Why are you?
Because you're too. I'm just telling you. Oh my god, you're not even letting me talk.
I think she's just in pain. And I'm in pain. And we found each other and we were both in pain.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, right?
Vaguely.
You have no idea about social conventions.
The power of autism protects me from such worries.
Yeah, she's just, you know, rebounding from, I think you know who.
Yeah.
But I don't think Tim does.
A certain...
I really don't care. I'm gay.
Okay.
I really don't care.
Well, I can't.
I am actually gay.
I'm not going to tell you, Tim.
I literally don't even care, you retard. Why are you even talking about all this bullshit?
Because it makes you mad. I'm not torn up that she's not talking to me. I just feel like I need to do something about...
You're all torn up.
Yeah.
Go to your fucking job interview, and then hopefully when you come back home, you'll realize it doesn't matter because it's the internet.
Does matter. Matters more than you know.
Well, I'll send her a message on RubyNet, since RubyNet Charles and Ross win again.
I don't know. She probably, maybe she read the YouTube PM. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. Whenever somebody, I just said get on Skype. That's it.
Good enough.
Yeah. Whenever I get anything on YouTube, I get an email about it. I don't know if you can turn that shit off. Maybe she turned.
Since I used to get annoyed by spam bots sending me messages. Can you tell if someone's been on YouTube? Like, does it say in the profile like last online?
If you check her feed, it doesn't tell when they were online, but her feed says that she liked a video 8 hours ago. And before that, the last thing she did was a week ago when we talked on Friday. I don't know. She liked a Skyrim video 8 hours ago. She's literally playing fucking Skyrim all day, every day. I have it on Steam. I think she pirated it, though. Yeah, she pirates everything.
Literally, like, call the police and be like, this woman just pirated this game, so she can't play it anymore.
Do you remember, I told you Demonoid came back as D2.VU?
Oh, yeah.
I gave her my, I changed my password, and I gave her my account to use on it, because I had invitations closed, and then I read a few days ago that it might have been, like, a scam to get people's passwords and shit.
Well, good job you changed it.
Well, apparently it was made by somebody who had access to the Demonoid database, so all the trackers were up, so all the torrents worked. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was a scam, but it seems to be down again now.
It's probably literally like a plot by the FBI to arrest people.
She was using it, and I left her Skype PM like, you know, you should probably stop using that, but she hasn't checked her fucking Skype in 10 days, so...
Well, hopefully she gets arrested by the FBI and they take a copy of Skyrim so she has nothing to do.
I don't want to be arrested because she's using my fucking account, which well, has my email address on it.
It'll be worth it.
I don't think I could get in trouble for that, though, could I? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you can get fined from it in the Meta Clap land.
Just from, like, even if it wasn't me using it?
Well, like, we'd have to throw CAG under the bus. Would you take the wrapper and pay the, like,
well,
$10 fine?
They $10 fine. They would track the IP and they'd see that it wasn't me using it.
Well, you'd have to say that, oh, that was just me using a proxy to protect me.
Yeah, I'd go to prison for the rest of my life. Thanks, CAG.
But then she would feel sorry if I didn't come and visit you.
Probably not.
Well, she'd send you letters, and then she can send them to me and I can post them on the forum like Lisa's prison letters.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. That's what the forum will turn into in a few years' time, just like a place to post prison letters as everyone like slowly goes insane. And, like, Barry becomes a gay rapist and I like rape my sister and we'll end up in jail. And that's how we chat.
Did Tim tell you about the... No, oh, never mind.
What? You literally raped a man or something?
No. Nothing. I can't say anything.
Tell me.
I'm not even sure if he was joking.
Tell me and just say it was.
Will you... Can you, like, keep your mouth shut about it or no?
Yes.
Probably not.
Yes, I might instinctively tell Technonaut.
I thought you already knew because you were making jokes earlier.
Yeah, he's literally gay and he literally, like, or, like, literally bisexual and, like, had a gay boyfriend who he, like, jerked off, sucked his dick, and tried to have
it. No, he told me he sucked a tranny's dick once.
That's, cool, and there's nothing wrong with it, and good on him.
Yeah, he said that, she came in his mouth, and this was her. I think he was trolling me, but he acted, like, really serious about it.
Let me see. Let me read that. Oh, I thought you sent me a message of, like, a picture or something about someone else. Oh, no, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's told me her picture before. I think he might have been, he was lying to you because he literally wishes that was happening.
He told me about her before.
Yeah, I know,
but
he told me
the other
that
day he told me.
He told me that they talked on the phone and, like, she said something like, oh, she only wants a serious relationship or something like that, and Barry didn't want something like that. So that's all he told me about it, so...
Yeah, that's what he said too, but he also said that he literally sucked her dick.
He hasn't told me that, so maybe it has happened and he just, like, didn't tell me about it because he knows that I would never stop trolling him about it.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, I'll not betray to you and tell him.
I think it was a troll, but
okay,
I don't
know.
That's
the kind of thing that, like, it sounds like it's something someone would say as a joke, but coming from Barry, it's something he wishes had happened.
Yeah.
And that's why he's telling it to you, because he gets off on the idea.
Oh, God, I couldn't. Yeah, he said I was talking about, like, Skype. I just said I never turn it off. That's what I said. And then he says I never suck dick. A lie. Mm-hmm. And then he said I've literally sucked a dick before. Not even kidding. And wow. I just kept talking about my own shit. And then he started talking about sucking a trap dick. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
Wow. Good on him.
And then he said, I think I've showed you her photo before. And I said, are you going to link to a picture of CAG? Because that would be really NF. He linked to that picture of, yeah, that tranny again.
No, good friend.
And then he said she wouldn't let me do anything in return unless I dated her.
Good. So that means that Tim's been, like, used and dumped.
And then I said, God damn, Tim, you sucked a dick. What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Well, at least she's not playing DayZ.
God. Like, I don't... I think he was just joking. I hope he was just joking.
I think he was. Since that's literally something, like, cool and exciting. And I don't believe Barry's ever done anything cooler exciting in his life. Like, I'm sure he exaggerates, like, oh, I went to someone's 21st and I got so pissed. I'm sure he's exaggerating. He just had, like, a Coke or something.
I don't know. He was telling me he feel like he has an alcohol problem. Because I was talking about my own drinking. Go start an AA sub-forum.
We already have one. It's called the Herpentarium. That's called the drug addicts go.
It's just Flagger Chat and Comics Fan. I don't know who Comics Fan is.
Twitching Kitten has told me that she thinks that he's like a comic book author in real life and is a fan of Flagger Chat. He follows me.
What? No, his name's Comic Fan because he's making fun of Jack Vanooker for liking comics.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, this stupid bitch has, like, linked me to the article of, like, some really obscure self-publishing, like, comic book author who does, like, erotic comic books for, like, Playboy or something, and she thinks that's him, which is probably not true, since that would involve a lizard having, like, a semi-respectable job.
I don't get, like, why does Plug Drugs keep talking to Lisa after she does all this shit to him, talks about fucking techno rap?
Well, they have kind of like a typical drug addict fucking freak loser relationship where they'll both like betray and abuse each other, like Plug, like she'll have sex with some other man and then he'll like abuse her and say, I hope you die alone and burn in hell, you fucking bitch. And then the next day they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, take me back, and she will, and then the cycle repeats itself forever until one of them's dead.
Yeah, I don't know. Plug Drugs was like, yeah, I fixed things up with her, man. I don't know.
He should just get a fucking life. Or just, like, get an internet girlfriend who isn't fucking Lisa.
No, don't tell him to do that. Then he might come after Keg.
I think Lisa is the only person who would internet date Plug Drugs, though.
Christ, man. I don't know how to fucking bring this up to her. This avoiding me thing or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know if it's avoiding you since she's not, like, she's not posting the forums or talking to anyone else. If she was talking to anyone else and you are not you, then it would be time to get worried, but I think she's just, like, not in the mood for the internet at the moment.
Yeah, but she might just be doing that because she doesn't want to, like, hurt my feelings or something.
I don't think girls can plan that far ahead.
I don't know. I think she is distancing herself from me and everyone as a whole. I hope it's not just me. I don't know. I don't get why she would do that, though. Like, distance yourself from the forum? Fine. But why me?
Maybe she is not good with relationships and commitment. She just wants to show her ass and teeny chat and that be it.
No, she said she was embarrassed about that, actually.
Oh, really?
It's part of why she said she was avoiding the forum.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if I believe that, but...
Well, it's happened several times before that. So what's what happened with, like, Kaz and some other girl that I forget. So it has happened before.
Yeah. I don't know. She talked to me on last Friday, and then... didn't say, like, oh, by the way, I won't see you again for another 10 days. Should have just talked to her about it then.
I don't know. Maybe it's something that seems very important to you, but she's not even doing it on purpose.
I don't know.
Like, you've only been talking to her for a month, and maybe this is a normal thing for her to just, like, not be fucked getting the internet much. Like how Stevie O's is bipolar and he will have a month where he loves everyone and wants to be friends, then he'll have another month where he hates everyone and wants you to fuck off and leave him alone. Maybe it's just like that.
I don't know. So what you're saying is you think that she just doesn't like me that much?
I think that it's not as important to her as it is to you, which is not to say like she doesn't like you or anything. It's just like to her, it's just the internet, and like it's normal to her to just like not get on much. Not like a huge fucking deal if you don't talk to someone for a week, because it's just internet friends.
Should I tell her it's a big deal to me?
I don't know, since like that might just come across as sad and weird, because it is. And I don't know, she probably wouldn't like change her behavior. That might just like be like, oh, this guy's like can't handle it, and we'll just stop talking to him altogether. I don't know. Since it's not something she's doing on purpose, so. It might seem to her like just like weird.
Well, I gotta. I think I have to find out why she's been avoiding or the forum in general first.
Like, what have you been up to recently? Since girls like it when you ask them questions about themselves, so they can go on a big rant for an hour about their stupid lives. So I think that is a good approach.
Well, that's what I did last time, and she told me she was just busy with shit and told me what she'd been doing. And
well, maybe she's still busy.
She was still like lurking the forum every day, though. Clearly not too busy to get on Skype and say hey.
Well, maybe she's on her phone or something. It can't do Skype, but it can like browse a shit forum.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'd send her a PM in the forum anyway, since at least we know she checks it.
You think? Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That I feels like more casual and less weird to me than sending your one on YouTube, which is, like, weird and stalkery. But, like, that forum is like, the community where you met her.
She gave me her YouTube account.
Yeah, but still, like, it's YouTube. Who gives a fuck, mate? But that forum is where you met, or the community you met in, so it's normal that you would contact her on there.
I guess.
So
I don't know.
Downgrade and strangeness.
She ignored my other PMs I sent last week.
Well, she read them, right? So just say, like, get
on
Skype or something.
I'll give her a day or two. And then I might PM her asking, like, what's up? Are you avoiding me or what?
Okay, but do it as a joke so she doesn't think that you're having a nervous breakdown and get weirded out.
I don't think she will. I've talked to her about real stuff before. She doesn't get like that. At least not when she's talking to me, but then she fucking leaves for 10 days, so maybe she does. I don't know.
That's something that, like, girls will say to me when we gossip about their stupid internet relationships, is, like, they don't want to feel like they're leading a guy on, so if a guy says something like, oh, let's meet up, or let's have cyber sex, or I love you, they'll think the appropriate course of action is to just stop talking to them. Because that means they're not leading them on, which they think like men.
I didn't say anything like that when we talked. She told me private details about herself. I didn't tell her anything. So if anything, she's leading me on, or I'm I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean?
You're leading her on.
Whatever. I'm not.